Turn, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy, and we're going to cut out early because we have things to do. So I'm going to do my best to hold this to 5 minutes. That's not it, Bob. I've changed all this with Jeffrey coming down. I wanted to share with Jeffrey in front of you guys, and you guys learned the lesson of something that Paul said to Timothy, to a young preacher. Timothy was Paul's apprentice. Starting in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I will fly through this because the goal here is to serve. Paul said, starting in verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor me of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Man, we can just stop there. That's powerful. I'm just going to quickly fly through this because the goal is not to belabor this. When someone gives their life to ministry, the first thing we see is the fellowship in ministry. Paul said, I thank God whom I serve. I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. I remember and I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. God never calls someone to ministry without calling them to community. I need you. Jeffrey will need you. We need to remember him in prayer. We need to remember him and be with him. We need to make sure he is never on his own. The same way that Paul and the church at Ephesus and the churches of Asia knew of Timothy, it is our job to hold fast to the fellowship in ministry. So just go ahead. If you haven't met him yet, it's your job to meet him. You say, I don't want to. Get over it. It's your job. It's our job to take care of this guy. Because despite how tall he is, he's, what, I don't know, 14 years old. How old are you, 20? I mean, he's a baby. He needs love. He needs guidance. He needs men to come alongside him. He needs women to pray for him. He needs us in his life. And we need to value the fellowship of the ministry. Verse 5. He said, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. I'm going to go fast. And now I'm sure dwells in you. This story of faith is a long one. He's telling Timothy, hey, Timothy, I remember when you were, you know, a little bitty guy. I remember this faith in your parents and your grandparents. This is a long story. I want to call to your attention, if you don't know Jeffrey's life story, you should ask him. I want to remind you, Jeffrey, that this didn't come out of nowhere. This has been a story a long time. You referenced that all the way back to when you were young, writing, I want to be a pastor in your goals sheet, not even knowing what that was. There's a long story of faith. And if ever you start to doubt, and if ever we start to doubt, let's go back and tell ourselves that story. If we find ourselves in hard times, go back and remember where you last saw God. Go back and remember how he was faithful all the way from the beginning. Sometimes I don't even think about how he was faithful with me in the beginning. I think about how he was faithful in my parents and grandparents. You know, it's often, I was walking through the woods last week thinking about the faith of my papaw. I mean, even this morning I was telling someone about him struggling with his legs, saying, I can't wait for new knees. And he wasn't talking about a knee replacement. He was talking about heaven. We are a part of a long story, and we need to understand that heritage. I'm going to keep flying through this and we'll be done in like 3 or 4 minutes. Verse 6. For this reason, and this is where we get into it, he says, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. To fan into flame. When God calls you to anything, and he's called all of us to something, but when he calls you to anything, he puts the spark. It's your job to fan into flame that spark. It's your job to do the work to fan that into flame. That's literally, if you go and look at the King James, it says, what does it say there? It says to raise up. Well, the actual Greek word literally means to blow on embers. It's your job to get down. The kids always laugh at me whenever we make a fire and I have to get down and I go, whoosh. They used to call me dragon breath, you know, because I just have more air than them as small kids. He's getting his dragon breath out to get the fire going. That's your job as a Christian, is to fan into flame this spark, this gift of God, this calling. And it is your job, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey's already done that. That's why he's announcing this, to fan into flame. It's not God's job to give you the bonfire. It's God's job to give you the spark. It's your job to fan into flame this gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. Why? Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Therefore, don't be ashamed. I'm trying not to just talk to Jeffrey, but all of us can learn this lesson. As we fan into flame, if you find in your own ministry that you are struggling with fear or struggling with shame, God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's not from God. God did not give us a spirit of shame. Therefore, verse 8, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, but share in His sufferings of the gospel by the power of God who saved us. Well, this thing just preaches. You can just read this and it preaches itself. He saved us. He called us not according to our own works, but of His own purpose, which He gave us in Jesus and are now being manifested through Jesus because He abolished death, brought life and light through the gospel. Again, that could be a 2-hour sermon, but I'm going to go ahead and tie it off right there because we've got to get to work setting up stuff. Church, God is not just moving in the life of Jeffrey. He's moving in the life of Pine Drive. He is raising up leaders among us. We've got to be ready to walk alongside the Lord because He is about to take us places. So be ready. Be ready. And it is our job to fan into flame that calling that He gives us. That calling that He gives us. Now, I may get a little flack for this, but we got a lot going on. If you need one of these, get these. If this is too much for one person, gather together with your life group or a few people and get this done by next week. Immediately after church, find your committee, go move your cars, we'll start setting things up. Like I said, I may get a little flack, but this doesn't really lend itself towards an invitation, so I will invite you to this. If you need to know more about Jesus, if you need to know more about how to make Him the Lord of your life, come and find me right after church and I will stop everything I'm doing and talk to you. But for this service, we're going to end it a little bit differently. We're going to have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Dollar. Oh, everybody will be arriving at 1:00. That's what our thing said. So we have a little more than an hour to set up, to cook, to get everything ready. So with that being said, let's all stand together. We'll have a word of prayer. And we usually finish by singing the blessing. So we'll have a word of prayer. We'll sing the blessing and we will be dismissed. Everything was different today. Everything was out of order today. I'll just lead a million. We'll just do it a cappella. It's okay. So thank you for entertaining us with all this different stuff. It is just as valuable to God as having a 30-minute sermon when someone announces their call to ministry. It is just as valuable to God when God's people obey Him and get ready to serve Him. And so I'm excited for this day. If you want a normal week, come back next week. If you want a really weird week, come back in 2 weeks because Jeffrey will be preaching. So I'm excited. You guys hug him and make him really uncomfortable and tell him you're praying for him. Let's have a word of prayer, and then Melanie will get us a chord, and we'll sing the blessing. Father, we love you so much. Thank you for working among us. Thank you for moving in us and through us, for proving your presence, for proving your power and your purpose. Father, we pray that we will act in a worthy way as we serve over the next few hours in the parking lot, that you would send people in need. Father, it's our prayer that no one's in need, but if they are, we pray that they would come and take part. Father, we thank you for the work and the donations that have put into this. Father, we pray for the ministry at Lighthouse in the next 2 weeks that you would move through us and that we would be able to help families in need in this Thanksgiving season. Lord, we thank you so much for calling men to the ministry. Father, we thank you that you are not done. That every young person who gives their life to ministry is proof that you are not done with this world and you are not done with us. Help us to come alongside him and to know how to serve him and to be the best church to raise him up for the ministry. We love you so much and we thank you for your son, Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.